Taiwan. It was a deadly earthquake that hit Taiwan, and there's over 70 miners that's still trapped. All right, check it out. Be thankful that you don't live in Taiwan right now.
That deadly earthquake that rocked Taiwan. Authorities there say 70 miners are trapped in two coal mines. Hundreds more are trapped in tunnels and collapsed buildings. And at least 9 people are dead. Hundreds more are said to be injured after the 7.4 quake hit the island during morning rush hour. It's the strongest earthquake there in 25 years. Foreign correspondent Marcus Moore has the latest.
A massive 7.4 magnitude earthquake shaking the entire island of Taiwan at 7:58 local time, sending buildings toppling to the ground. The strongest earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years, leaving destruction in its wake. This building in Hualien collapsing on its first floor, while another was left leaning at an angle. With public transit shut down across the island, disrupting the morning commutes of 23 million people and sending them running for their lives. These videos showing apartments rocking back and forth, shelves falling over from the chaos. In Taipei, monitors in a newsroom could be seen violently shaking amid the ongoing quake, while a warehouse crumbled into rubble, unable to withstand the tremors.
Foreign correspondent Marcus Moore joins me now with the latest. Marcus, Taiwanese authorities now saying 70 miners are trapped in two coal mines. Hundreds more are trapped in tunnels and collapsed buildings. What's the latest on the search and rescue efforts?
Well, Diane, the search and rescue efforts are well underway, and as you can imagine, they're quite urgent. We know that, according to officials this morning, that 70 miners are trapped in two different rock quarries there. As we see pictures of the violent shaking, we understand that the two quakes that occurred this morning have left those miners trapped, and we don't know any other information at this point about how far in the mine they are or whether officials have been able to make contact with them, but we do know that they are the focus of what's really been a massive response to this earthquake. As you mentioned, it happened right around rush hour, just a couple of minutes before 8 a.m., and we've seen the videos where people were in their cars, on motorcycles, or on trains, headed to various destinations when these two earthquakes struck, which, by the way, Diane, are considered to be shallow earthquakes. We're talking about the first one was about 21 miles deep. The other had a depth of 7 miles. And again, they're considered shallow, which means the damage is often much worse than what we find with earthquakes that happen much deeper.
Marcus, so far there have already been more than 100 aftershocks since the quake hit. How long can we expect these aftershocks to last? And do you think we could see more damage as a result?
Without a doubt, Diane. I mean, if you look back to the earthquake that we covered in Turkey a year ago, these aftershocks go on for quite some time, and they can be quite significant. The initial quakes were 7.2 and 6.5. You can have an aftershock of either equal or lesser intensity, but a 5.0 magnitude quake can still cause damage. And that's one of the big concerns that officials have as they enter a holiday, a long holiday weekend known as the Tomb Sweeping Festival, where many honor their ancestors at burial sites. Because of the risk of aftershocks, authorities are urging people to stay put, stay where they are, because there could be more landslides and also further damage from those aftershocks.
That's unfortunate. Make sure you guys send up your prayers. I don't know why we divide ourselves. Only time that it seems like we ever come together and we start to be concerned about our fellow man is when we have a disaster. Then all of the dividing and the arguing and separating ourselves based off of things that we can't control, like race, all of that stuff then goes out the window when we see a disaster. So make sure that y'all send a prayer up. I know a lot of us don't want to pay attention to stuff that's happening outside of the United States of America because we are America first. But at the same time, these are people with souls and children and jobs and life circumstances and things like that. So I'm very thankful of where I live. Somebody asked in the chat, was there any tsunamis? I heard that there was a, I don't know if you would define it as a tsunami, but there was, it was felt off of the coast of China. Japan had a little bit of a wave. I don't know if it was any tall or anything like that, but I'm staying on top of it. This is pretty much breaking news, And we're learning about it as we go. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys stay informed of what was happening internationally, because I don't like to see people suffer at all. At all. So I am very thankful for where I live at. And we praying for those miners. Let me see if I can get myself back together. Apparently I lost my visibility. But anyways, while I'm getting myself back together, let me also keep you informed of what's happening with the next story. Over in Michigan, the largest fentanyl bust in the state's history.
Now let's move to what police are calling one of the largest drug busts ever in Michigan.
Dozens of kilos of fentanyl and other dangerous narcotics now off the streets. What began with a traffic stop in Livonia led to searches of two locations in Detroit and another in Clinton Township. Victor Williams shows us what investigators found.
So if you're looking at this map right here, a lot of people are not familiar with Detroit. What we call these places is the Metro Detroit area. So a lot of times when people say that they're from Detroit when they're out of town, they say, oh man, I'm just from Detroit. It's because you don't know anything about Livonia. Like, nobody is going to recognize what Livonia is if you say you're from Livonia, unless you more than likely have visited from Michigan, or you know, have some family members in Michigan or something like that, right? So a lot of times people say they're from Detroit, but they're from the surrounding areas, which we call the Metro Detroit area. So then when they name places like Livonia or Clinton Township, those are surrounding cities around the city itself. But let's continue.
Found.
Just what a great job by the Livonia Police Department. All of this fentanyl, meth, and even other drugs seized. All this amounts to about $4.5 million on the streets. But even more, this could kill a whole lot of people.
The dangers are astronomical.
It's the largest fentanyl seizure in the history of Michigan. 41 kilos now taken off the streets.
There's no doubt in my mind that the seizure of this quantity of fentanyl has saved lives, not only in Livonia, but also in the surrounding jurisdictions in southeast Michigan.
Captain Greg Yon says the street value of all the drugs is around $4.5 million. Cops ended up confiscating fentanyl, meth, and cocaine, $150,000 in cash, several pieces of high-end jewelry, multiple guns, along with the machinery used to turn the dangerous drugs into pill form.
We've seized approximately 100,000 pills. These pills are being disguised with these pill presses and the different colorations. So a user thinks that they're buying maybe a Xanax bar because it looks exactly like one that's pharmaceutical grade.
But how did Livonia PD make this historic bust? Apparently it all stemmed from a traffic stop back in September. From there, officers secured a search warrant for two other properties, including this gas station on Livernois and a home believed to be a stash house on Littlefield Street.
Hazmat. You know, full body suits, mask, whole shot.
This man was shocked seeing the raid take place next door, especially when he never saw anything out of the ordinary.
Shock, devastation, and surprise.
Barry Willis out of Clinton Township is now facing several federal charges in connection to the crime. Officers even confiscated more at his home on Dorchester Court. It just goes to show that you never know what's going on next door.
Now that I know, I'm relieved. Because I had no idea.
You guys have to be very, very careful with what you consume nowadays. I know it's very popular to smoke. The users have now become more popular than the dealers. The dealers is down here chopping it up and you know what I'm saying, basically stepping on it with fentanyl and horse tranquilizers. And y'all don't know what y'all getting no more. It ain't even safe, let alone cool. To be in the drug game nowadays. And so y'all got to be careful, honestly. Like, whatever your habit is, this should scare you straight. People are literally dying. They're dying from being overdosed on stuff that's coming into this country that shouldn't be in this country based off of the fact that we can't even secure our borders. So this stuff is not even coming from here in the United States of America. This stuff is being peddled here, but it's made outside of the United States of America. A lot of times they say that the majority of the fentanyl that comes into this country is coming from China. So, good job to the police officers for this bust, because we don't want this type of stuff on the streets. But y'all really, really need to be careful, because it's in everything. It's in everything that y'all got y'all hands on. And then last but not least, one of the most disrespectful things that we've seen today so far, it's always a modern woman that's leveraging her kids in order to get something off. But this time she's leveraging her kids in order to, I guess, peddle drugs. Check it out.
A Mobile mother is behind bars in Metro after sheriff's deputies say they found guns and almost $500,000 worth of cocaine. But investigators say that's just the beginning. Our Dacian Smith is in the studio tonight with more on this story. Dacian, you're told children were put in danger.
That's right. The sheriff says when deputies got to the woman's house, one of her children was actually wearing a backpack full of cocaine. And that's why they hope she stays in jail for a while.
Several kilos of cocaine are now off the street after deputies say a Mobile mother put her four children in serious danger. Investigators say this all started when the sheriff's office received a tip about 35-year-old Tierra Hill having a large amount of cocaine at her house on Harvey Court. Sheriff Paul Burt says she was seen leaving the house on Saturday but was caught soon after.
You know, they received some information that she may be delivering some cocaine. There was a traffic stop conducted where, you know, she was ultimately found to be in possession of about a pound or a kilo and a half of cocaine along with a firearm.
But that was just the beginning. When investigators searched the house, they say they found Hill's four children, ages 3 to 15 years old. They say the 3-year-old was wearing a backpack with around 2 kilos of cocaine in it. The sheriff says they also found another backpack with 1 kilo of cocaine and 2 handguns nearby.
There are a lot of possibilities that could have occurred had the children, number one, ingested any of the cocaine or been exposed to it. You know, and then you've got these young children, you know, have handguns within their reach as well.
MCSO says all of the cocaine is worth around $450,000. Jail records show Hill has been in and out of Metro Jail almost 10 times in the last few years, and they hope she won't be going anywhere soon.
It's just alarming to me that a mother would allow their children to be exposed to these type of things. You know, she has to see a judge before a bond is set. You know, but, you know, my 2 cents is she ought to sit her butt in jail until she goes to trial. I mean, she subjected those children to some extremely dangerous situations.
Yep, and it's a strong possibility that the criminal justice system will allow for her to get out, even though she's endangered children. She's leveraging her children. A lot of times what you see with children carrying drugs and stuff is because a lot of times people know, or the parents know, or the mother knows that the kid is not going to go to jail if they get caught with such things inside of their backpack, or they're using the children as mules. So they're basically putting their children future in the hands of somebody else once the children get caught, because they're more worried about themselves going to jail than worried about the mental health of their children. And kids don't forget. I think a lot of times we think that kids got really short memories, or all, they're not going to remember, or they don't even know what's going on. Kids are very, very smart. Very smart. And so now people have become so degenerate in this space, this culture, the ways in which we subject our children to and the things that we subject ourselves to have become so degenerate that they're leveraging their children as drug mules in order to make money, and they don't care about the mental health of the children or the future of the children themselves. It's sad. It's very, 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 very sad. But ladies and gentlemen, that is your Quick Hits. Jesus.